Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 14th of August, 2010. I wanted to share this real quickly because this dovetails perfectly with what we're going to be talking about here in just a moment with Jeannie Burlsworth. From the Washington Examiner, we see Interior Department documents detail Obama administration plotting to seize Western lands without congressional approval. Mark Hemingway writes, and this was just a few days ago, back in February, a leaked memo from the Department of the Interior, and we talked about it back when this news, when that memo leaked back then. They say, a leaked memo from the Department of the Interior showed that the Obama administration was considering designating as many as 17 new national monuments throughout the West, effectively closing off huge swaths of land to development. That this is being done without the input of Congress or local authorities angered many. Now Representative Bob Bishop of Utah, chairman of the Congressional Western Caucus and ranking member of the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Natural Parks, Forests, and Public Lands, has uncovered 14 more pages from the document that were previously unavailable. The new pages show a federal bureaucracy that has contempt for the legislative process and the input of elected representatives. Quote, should the legislative process not prove fruitful, or if a nationally significant natural or cultural land resource come under threat of eminent domain or imminent harm, the BLM would recommend that the administration consider the Antiquities Act to designate a national monument, reads the new document. In a statement Bishop unloaded on the Obama administration, quote, these 14 pages are further evidence of this administration's efforts under the guidance of Secretary Salazar to control Western lands by unilaterally locking them up without input from local residents and stakeholders nor the approval of Congress. Their plotting behind closed doors is disingenuous at best and flies in the face of the administration's so-called transparency, unquote. That was Bishop. He continued by saying, thousands of Westerners whose livelihoods depend upon access to our public lands stand to be affected by the decisions, and yet this document blatantly goes out of the way to exclude their input or participation. If there was any question about whether or not this administration has declared a war on the West, these new documents are evidence enough, unquote. Now, of course, that's dealing with the West, but ladies and gentlemen, this kind of thing, as we've covered often, is going on all over the country, different names, different programs, but the same basic idea is the same, to lock up the land to get human beings into sustainable communities. We're going to be talking about that a little bit with Jeannie Burlsworth here in just a moment. Stay with us as Govern America continues.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I first became aware of Secure Arkansas from a post on the Blue Arkansas blog. It was kind of an interesting, it was really a denigrating post. Somebody was calling these fine folks crazy, suggesting that they're insane for coming out against something called the Saline County Fairplex. And they posted a bunch of stuff that was put out by the organization, of which we're going to be visiting the head of this organization in just a moment. And I read through this, I said, well, it's obvious whoever posted this stuff didn't do their research, because everything these fine folks are saying is absolutely 100% correct. They talk about the fact that the organization's ties, the Saline County Fairplex, their ties with smart growth and that kind of thing, and maybe we'll talk about some of that here in just a moment. But Jeannie Burlesworth is the founder and director of Secure Arkansas, a grassroots organization whose members work for the restoration of state sovereignty and adherence to the Constitution. Secure Arkansas promotes the property rights and individual liberties of people through ballot initiatives, the drafting of legislation, and working with other organizations that are like-minded in their area. Now, folks, if you don't have an organization like this in your area, as we continue on, we ask you to consider to maybe start founding one. They have a very large organization. So, anyway, I want to bring up Jeannie. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on this beautiful Saturday morning. I would be glad to help anyone in their state get something started like what we've become. Now, sometimes it might not be as easy to start unless you already have some type of a group. We didn't have anything when we started in 2008. Mm-hmm. We didn't have anybody or belong to any specific group, but we have grown into all 75 of our counties here in Arkansas.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the you have state directors and coordinators and this kind of thing. And I wasn't aware when we first talked how huge your organization has become.
Yeah, it's the largest grassroots organization in Arkansas.
Fantastic. Now, let's go back to 2008 and talk to us a little bit about what your reasoning was. What did you see as a problem? Why did you found your organization?
Well, what really concerned me is the lack of transparency in our local government. I started checking on agencies, you know, government agencies, and I remember calling the Medicaid office and even our courts to find out just how much of our tax dollars is being spent on illegal aliens, you know, in Medicaid, for instance, and how many are we running through the court? Because I was checking out to see if we might have become a sanctuary state. Well, they said they didn't track it. So I continued to call state agencies. There was no tracking. I said, you mean we've got people from another country here and we're paying taxes and we have absolutely no accountability for this? We're paying taxes, our tax money to these people? And it was agency after agency. And I knew then that we were in real trouble here in Arkansas. So upon further investigation, we found that we have become a sanctuary state for illegal aliens and that we have at least 200,000 to 250,000 illegal aliens in our state presently.
Now, when you say sanctuary state, is that something official or is it kind of unofficial?
Well, I think it's becoming more official. The people that live here understand this after they've looked into it because we've got a Mexican consulate that Governor Huckabee had brought in here. He had gone down to Mexico with Trevino, that was president of LULAC at the time, and brought in and recruited a Mexican consulate, Andres Chow, and it's the 47th in the United States, and it was created in 2007 because of the growth in population of Mexican nationals that were living in our state.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the Mexican consulate has placed themselves right here in Little Rock, but his jurisdiction covers the whole state of Arkansas, a part of western Tennessee and eastern Oklahoma, including Oklahoma City and Tulsa. So, you know, he's got a big region there that he has jurisdiction over. And one of the primary functions of the consulate is to provide government services to the Mexican community.
You know, you mentioned the consulate. I think it's very noteworthy, and I've talked about this on this program in the past, but I don't know if you're familiar with it. Did you happen to see that statement on the Mexican embassy to the United States when Obama was talking about sending the 1,200 National Guard troops to the border?
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican embassy to the United States, the official Mexican website, government website, actually basically gave the administration instructions on what is acceptable use of our military, and he said that we trust that the United States, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he said he used the exact term, will live up to its legal obligations, and not use the troops to stop the migrant workers from coming into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very obvious to me, Jeannie, that we have been sold out in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have our leaders in Washington, D.C., formulating these policies behind our backs, behind closed doors, in secret meetings, and the American people just think it's incompetence. They think that we don't understand why the administration is doing that. And it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat. One picks up right where the other one leaves off.
Mm-hmm.
But the only solution I can see is, and it encourages me to see the states rebelling against this insane internationalism that has been breeded from Washington, D.C. on down. Mm-hmm. Because really, that's really the only solution, isn't it?
Well, you know, people need to understand that this is a very well-planned, very detailed U.N. agenda that is implemented now, you know, globally on down to each local government in our counties. That's what they have to understand, that this is not just people being unaware. Now, I remember when I first got into this, I was interviewing some of the local candidates, and they didn't understand, but they did really real quick when you started going over some of this material. They started understanding what they were looking at. But mm-hmm. See, it scares me because some things look so good to the people, watershed policies and different things like that, that they think they've just got to have. But then you find out later that it's tied it to this. It's called Local Agenda 21, and that's the policies that the UN wants implemented here, you know, county by county. And when you look and see that the mayors, once a year, you know, they're required to meet and report into just how much of their county has, and or town or city, has implemented this green agenda.
Yeah.
And that's same with the governors. And what makes Arkansas unique, very unique, because we just talked about the Mexican consulate, but mm-hmm. we also have North Little Rock Mayor Patrick Hayes that is over the whole board in the USA of this. I'll give you the acronym. It's called ICLEI,
mm-hmm.
ICLEI, and that stands for Local International
Council
on Local Environmental Initiatives.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes him dangerous, because he's over the whole USA. And if you really get to thinking about this, all of the governors that just met in July had to report in to this man and say how much of the green agenda they had implemented in their state.
You know, it's amazing, Jeannie, that this thing, this plan, this blueprint for sustainable development was hammered out, I guess, or at least unveiled in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
The United States had the President's Council on Sustainable Development, I think, the following year in 93, and that was kind of designed to kickstart Agenda 21 implementation in the United States. We're way, way into this thing, and you talk to the person on the street, and they have no idea. They've never even heard of Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
City councils are implementing this thing, and the city council members themselves, I would bet, if you mentioned Agenda 21 to them, they have no idea what it is.
Exactly.
They just know that if they implement this master plan, they draw up a master plan for land use, that, you know, it's going to help them get more federal money in their local area.
Yes, that's grant money. And once you tie up, you know, federal money like that, there's strings attached to it, so it gets us even in more trouble. Yeah, we've got a lot of education to do, and I really appreciate programs like yours, because without these type of educational programs, people are going to be kept in the dark. But what they have to understand, what the Tea Parties have to understand, and even Campaign for Liberty that does in the Fed, they all of these people that's been there protesting, knowing, you know, there's things going wrong, but whatever you're looking at, you have to understand most of these problems comes right under the umbrella of sustainable development. Agenda 21, it's a blueprint.
That's exactly right. I got to take a break here. We're visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth, ladies and gentlemen, and her website is securearkansas.com, www.securearkansas.com. Highly encourage you to go there and check it out. It's linked up with ours at governamerica.com. And we're going to take a few minutes away, and we'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us here on Govern America.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth. She's with Secure Arkansas. And before the break, Jeannie, you were talking about how your foray into this whole thing and your reason for organizing this group, Secure Arkansas, it was largely centered around the needing transparency in government and also the immigration/migration issue there. But then you, at what point did you branch out into property rights?
Well, once I started looking into immigrations, all that was going on, it's too being done globally. That concerned me when I started looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out that one of the main things, it was more human rights. It's more what the collective wants instead of what is right. It was, and they, you know, they started saying borders, they're unjust. And I'm like, since when is the sovereignty of our nation unjust? But see,
yes,
that has to do with social justice, and we're going to hear a lot about that just even more and more as time goes on.
Yeah.
Because that's part of their system. It's based upon the principle that individuals have to give up selfish wants for the needs of the common good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's communism right there. I mean, I don't know what more to say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, they have a new term for it now today called communitarianism,
mm-hmm,
which serves to hopefully, according to them, balance communism and capitalism, Mm-hmm. Both being flawed systems, and they think they can create a new perfect third way, and this is communitarianism, and it really centers around this community development thing. And, you know, Obama's been on TV talking a lot about our responsibilities as Americans. He's, you know, and this plays into it as well, because going along with the collectivist thought, the collectivist idea, your responsibility to your community is going to be measured, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And your worth to the community will be measured.
Mm-hmm.
And already we're seeing these databases being drawn up where people are involved in certain things, and however involved you are in your community will be what determines your value.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and I even housing is being set up. I know we looked here in Arkansas, there's housing set up all over, and it's basically going to be based upon your productivity. I mean, yeah, just like you said, how much you're worth, and the people that aren't working are going to be put in different type of housing complexes versus the people that are contributing quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
But it would still be all government run.
Right. You mentioned ICLEI earlier. I want to come back to that because I wonder if you could explain to our listeners exactly how does this organization get the international system into your local community?
Well, you know, if the listeners want to Google or go find, just ask or whatever they want to go look at, they can find under UN Agenda 21, and then it'll start bringing up some information.
But yeah, we have it on the website too, by the way.
Yeah, and then when you begin to start looking around in there, you can see local Agenda 21. And so these books, I have my Local Agenda 21 book that basically teaches the aldermen and the city council, you know, a better way of thinking and how to get their policies through and how to get grant money and all of that kind of stuff, because I know you know we are regulated out of our minds.
Oh, yes.
With federal regulations and guidelines, but grant money is a big deal. Anyway, that's how they can look up and actually get the manual if you just ask for it. And freedomadvocates.org out in California,
yes,
they've got some wonderful information
mm-hmm.
out there. And I got a lot of my information at first from him, and then I got information from Sovereignty International. But I first got ICLEI on my own.
Yeah.
I went to the library and checked out a book that was looking at you know, global groups on sustainability, because
uh-huh.
I heard about that, and I've got all of the international organizations and what their functions are.
Yeah. So the best thing, you know, the as near as I can tell, ICLEI comes into local communities, works with these government leaders,
mm-hmm.
your mayor, your council,
mm-hmm.
and tries to set them up and determine how to let them know how to get these grants. And really, I mean, I've talked a lot about the grants, but I mean, really, that's how it all gets done,
mm-hmm.
is through grants. I mean, when a local community accepts one penny of this grant money, they're on the hook to do what the grantors want them to do, and it's all these programs.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's right. I'm just agreeing, because this, what you said is just so important, because there's no way that we can get our republic back unless we start fighting locally. And what always gets me is people want to start off on the federal level, and I'm like, can you just hold your community? Can you hold it and let that not go down? And then, see, that's how we have approached this, from the bottom up instead of the top down, so we can build a solid foundation. And if the people would just, even if they're not speakers or confronters or protesters or whatever, if they would just attend these meetings, and you can designate a person or two to go and then come back and report to the rest of the group, that all they have to do is take notes and let us all know what's going on.
Exactly. We all can't be in one place at one time. Hey, stay with us, though. We got another break, the bottom of the hour break. Time's going by very quickly. Folks, if you'd like to join in, it's 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self, our country loved.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Wicks. We're visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth. She's with Secure Arkansas, and their website is securearkansas.com, www.securearkansas.com. If you live, especially if you live in Arkansas, I highly encourage you to go there and find your state director, find your county director, and get involved with these folks. Work with them. This is a good group. These people are good people, and they're actually doing the work right now in the state of Arkansas. We need this in every single state of the union right now. We need this in every single county in the union right now. If you don't have one available in your area, we'll talk about setting one up, because you need to work with people in your area. We'll get back to our discussion in just a moment. First, I want to announce that RBN is having a pledge drive. Anyone who would like to help support keep this network on the air, I encourage you to call 800-724-2719 during office hours. That's Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. That's 11 to 7 Eastern, and you can adjust it according to your time zone. After hours or any other time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. Now, of course, they have the RBN generic business cards that are available. The price for those are $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. So you can take advantage of that. You can buy those off the website as well. But anyway, once again, the number to donate during business hours is 800-724-2719 or anytime at republicbroadcasting.org. And our guest, once again, is Jeannie Burlesworth, and her website, once again, is SecureArkansas.com. You know, Jeannie, we were talking a little earlier about approaching your city council. You know, I hear from folks who listen to this broadcast, and they say, you know, Darren, you say this all the time, but, you know, we've done this. I've done this. And these little boogers don't listen to us. They ignore us. They go ahead and do it anyway. And so it's hard to get them to listen, and it's a big challenge. What would your answer be to that?
Well, if it doesn't work one way, go another. And one thing that we did as Secure Arkansas, we sent out an FOIA request, Freedom of Information. We sent that out, and we wanted to know for sure if Patrick Hayes, which is mayor of North Little Rock, if he was a member of ICLEI. And yes, we got all the paperwork back, and they had been for several years. I'm holding them in my hand right now. And
wow.
I think it's really, once you show this to people in the communities, because sometimes they just don't think that it's happening or it's possible, but have someone that knows how to do a Freedom of Information request and send it out, and see what you get back, because you may be surprised.
You know, I would think, and this has really been my answer to that question, is that, you know, we have to increase our numbers, because I really think that the more people you have putting pressure on these elected representatives, these elected council members, whether it's a township or a city council, you know, it would have more weight. And maybe that's not a guarantee either, but, you know, maybe we could get more people to run, you know, and take over the city council. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
That's exactly right. And we recruited this last time around Alderman and JP. We've got a wonderful group that we have recruited that's running. August the 4th was the day they could, you know, officially say that, you know, they're running for this office.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a new thing for Secure Arkansas, us doing that. But see, locally, it's going to change things. It's going to change the scope, because I can assure you people on these councils are not used to much oversight or accountability whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, we had a situation here in my area, our local township here, where they were, I actually found out quite by accident by going to the website of the township, and I discovered that they already had the comprehensive plan for land use drawn up. They brought in a local university here. They hired their experts and recruited their expertise, and they drew up this comprehensive plan because they wanted to be able to modernize things according to the grantors. And, you know, and the woman actually said, the treasurer at our township actually said, without doing this, we will never get a grant in this township. And I spoke up and I said, look, we don't want grants, because I've studied the FEMA grant program, and I've seen, you know, FEMA openly brags about how their grants were the first introduction for some communities to having ordinances and you know, restrictions on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And so zoning, you know, that's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they actually went through and went ahead and passed the comprehensive plan for land use. So my property here, according to the plan, is not housing. It's parks and recreation and open space. You know, and I think this is what a lot of people, you know, I see this stuff going on all over the place, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
I see Detroit. There's so much has come out of Detroit now here in Michigan. It's been devastated because of the collapse of the automobile industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you have cities like Detroit and Flint shrinking their boundaries. The mayor of Detroit now is bulldozing houses, taking them by eminent domain so that they can be given back to nature. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is stuff that the Detroit papers are reporting.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and then there's other things, other articles I have right now where they're talking about changing, Obama's in the process of changing the federal rules for who gets a mortgage now,
mm-hmm.
to favor apartments,
mm-hmm.
over regular housing. Now, doesn't this play right into the overall sustainable community plan?
That's exactly it, making nature the central organizing principle for our society and even economy.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody, so we desperately need these organizations. We desperately need people to work together. And I'm wondering, you know, since you've already done it, you've already organized this huge organization, somebody out there listening that wants to make a difference, you know, we don't want to just complain about the problem. We want to bring about solutions. What would you recommend for them to go as a first step to organizing something like you've done in Arkansas?
Well, if you want to possibly go to a Tea Party, believe me, the Tea Parties are really not doing enough. Now, I think the Tea Parties right now are going to do well helping get candidates elected. I think they're going to do that. But unless they really have this knowledge, it's a lot of times this is a nonpartisan thing when it comes to sustainable development.
Mm-hmm.
You'll if you work at the Capitol lobby like our group does, you'll find that out real quick. So you have to be careful and not be deceived on whom, you know, to whom you're working for. But I do want to say what you can do if you want to start out on your own is look at a ballot initiative. Now, each state is different, and I hesitate to talk about it because we're a ballot question committee here in Arkansas also. In Missouri, it would be a continuing committee. But what you would want to do is to try to get a petition, and it's going to be hard, but the petition gathering process is grueling work. But all I want to say is it produces an organization that is, wow. I mean, it's fantastic. It's very cohesive, and people, we can work. When we send out our alerts, it goes across the state in just a matter of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helps just broadening your base. But you've got to pick a cause, you know, what you're concerned about. It could be energy in your neighborhood, for instance. Because that's a sustainable development policy. They had smart meters put on because we've got Patrick Hayes here now. Remember, he's over the whole U.S.
Yep.
And so he's going to set the standard. So we had smart meters put here. And what those smart meters do, it goes along with smart growth, they regulate our energy that we take in our house. So, you know, there might be a cause. Maybe it could be illegal immigration or states' rights. We can even help them with that legislation. Here's what I've done. I've taken, they could even start with this next session if they wanted to as a group and figure out what legislation they want to carry in their state. But Charles Key out of Oklahoma, Representative Key, I have his 10th Amendment legislation, and that's what we ran last time. Now, we didn't get it. They voted it down. But, we're going to run it again this year, and we'd be glad to share his legislation, and he would be honored if anybody wanted to have states' rights. We have to begin to take up for ourselves because, believe me, we are going global so fast that it's going to make our heads spin, and when they get control, just let me finish with this, but when they get control of our driver's license, as what they call national ID cards, which is truly international ID cards, they've got us right there. That's the one document that can unify everyone.
Yeah, and they're already making huge inroads into that, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And the animal ID thing as well. I mean, it's not just people ID, it's animal ID today and databasing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to your organization,
mm-hmm.
you would recommend then that people would maybe run an ad in a newspaper or use some other venue that's public
mm-hmm.
to kind of maybe find like-minded people in their area.
Yes, and to me, if you really want to know the truth, if you go to a tea party, you could probably spin off and say, this is what a group of us are wanting to do. And you could spin off of that, and I'm just saying something that may be already up and going because we didn't have anyone. We had to do a little bit of advertising in the beginning just to let everybody know, you know, who we were and what we wanted to do.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing you were talking about, the tea parties. I want to come back to that for just a moment and just say this, that, you know, we know, at least I know, from some of the stuff I've read recently, you know, a lot of these things maybe have started off on the right foot.
They've been
The tea party has largely been co-opted by the other side.
Oh, absolutely.
Here in Michigan, we actually have Democrats and slash socialists now that are tea party members.
Yeah.
You know? So they're steering this in another direction. It's kind of the old bait and switch sales trick where they bait you one way, and then they'll, once you're into the thing and you're trapped in the web, then they switch you off onto some other agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but you know, but they're still, even though the leadership might be steering it the wrong direction, there's still a lot of well-meaning and well-intentioned people that are part of these groups.
Exactly. Exactly. You'll see there'll be some things come up that you just absolutely cannot work with them on or support, and you just have to go on. But I'm just trying to think of a way where they could get an actual somewhat of a little networking group going on in their state. But there's a lot of preparation to this is what they need to understand, because if they did decide to be some type of ballot question committee or continuing committee to carry an initiative, because the initiative and referendum process are absolutely one of the most powerful tools that could be placed in the hands of the people, because the governor can't veto it, and it's we the people, and it wouldn't be electioneering, so you can take it into the churches and the pastor can talk about it and promote it, because it's not the same standard as a candidate.
So in other words, what you're saying is 501c3 bound pastors
mm-hmm.
Can actually openly discuss this stuff, huh?
Yes, because it's not electioneering. It's a we the people. And that's been a misunderstanding in churches, because if you will look around, if the churches ever wake up to socialism, communism, and all these Marxist policies that's knocking at our door,
mm-hmm.
These even fascism, it's here, and our country's going down. I think if the churches ever awakened out of their slumber, they would help save our country. But they're under a misconception that they can't talk about the initiative gathering process, and that's just not true.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my big beefs, Jeannie. I really, you know, on the one hand, pastors get up in their pulpits on a regular basis and preach about how we have to follow God rather than man, and then they never open their mouths about any of the evil that's happening in this world because they're bound by their 501c3 tax-exempt status.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so who are they following, and who's really the God of their pulpit when they won't open their mouth against this whole evil thing?
Well, people are going to have to see that it's mammon, because they don't want Mr. or Mrs. Big Bucks to leave. And I know we had someone here in Secure, Arkansas, that was a minister, and these just happened to be Democratic elder or Democrat elders, and they let him go because he was preaching too much on the Constitution. He was a pastor, and he
isn't that something?
Yeah, they let him go.
You know, and once upon a time in this country, that's what pastors did.
Exactly.
That was the primary role of the clergy, is to expose corruption in government in places where, you know, it wasn't being adhered to, and they've gotten away from that. The other side has done their job very well
mm-hmm.
at at trying to squelch from the pulpit dissension, and now they're doing it, they're expanding it to other people as well. We're almost up to break time again, but I want to make sure we cover this real well, because I really want people to go out and do this. Mm-hmm. I want people to realize that this is within their ability to attain. Mm-hmm. An organization, even if they're not very well spoken for themselves, even if they're not very well articulate at doing public speaking, all they have to do is get together with other people in their area.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already explored some of the ways that they can find out where those people are and get in contact with them. Organizationally, when we come back, let's talk a little bit about what some of the first steps are organizationally.
Okay.
To branch out in this. Folks, we're visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth. The hour's going by very fast, and we're going to continue in a moment here. We're offering solutions today, folks. We want people to be able to get past the bad news and actually do something about it. That's where the cheerfulness and good news comes in. We'll be back here in a moment.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. This is the final stretch of this hour. We're visiting with Jeannie Burlesworth. SecureArkansas.com is their website. SecureArkansas.com. No spaces, and no hyphens. Secure, all one word, SecureArkansas.com. Now, Jeannie, if somebody wants to do this, organize something in their area, do they need to be incorporated?
Not necessarily, but what they would need to do is take three people. And that's you, we would need a chairman, a treasurer, and a secretary, mm-hmm. and go down to the Ethics Commission. And, of course, we've got the Arkansas Ethics Commission that we have to go to. And then they have a guideline book on what we have to do. And you fill out those papers, open up a little bank account, and put it under, you know, like a Secure Arkansas Ballot Question Committee, or in Missouri, like I said, it would be Continuing Committee. And then you do a report to the Ethics Commission once a month. And that's really how to get started. And everything else will stem off from there. You know, right now we're three different things, but they need to start slowly. And if they start, I really recommend starting with the initiative process and get a little group together to be some kind of a ballot question committee. And then you've got their attention.
So the key is basically ahead of time, agree ahead of time. I remember Norm Davis, I think he had an organization in Kentucky called Take Back Kentucky.
I've met him.
Oh, you have? Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. And one of the things that he always recommends to folks is make sure that you agree on the issues that you're going to cover ahead of time, he says, because he's actually seen groups break up because of disagreements
mm-hmm.
over the issues, you know, because some people think that something else is important and the rest of the folks don't, and there's disagreements and dissension, and the whole thing ends up falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just have to say this is a do something organization. People get involved in all kinds of things and then they get disappointed because they're really actually doing nothing, and this absolutely affects policy immediately. And mm-hmm. it's wonderful because once you get an initiative referendum process going, boy, we could really control I don't know if the people are aware, but the legislators gets introduced about 2,500 bills every session.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we've got to have the referendum process in place, but it puts people in place, every county, every city. If I had to organize the nation, that would be the way I would do it. I would have every town, then every county, and then every state. I mean, break it down. And you could even break it down in precinct levels when you're getting people elected. But this is what people need to do.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I've talked to lawmakers on the state here in Michigan, and as well as I've actually interviewed some of the, you know, a secretary or two from the who actually work at the Capitol, and they say that these lawmakers at the state capitals, they don't know what to do when they get they're just, you know, as many as five phone calls on one subject to one piece of legislation, they consider themselves inundated.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
true.
So we really do have a large amount of bang for the buck, don't we?
Well, let me tell you, our last session, even some of the most liberal said that we had one of the best email campaigns, and we had our logo, our Secure Arkansas logo, so it was always opened by the House and the Senate, and
mm-hmm.
we were fortunate. But you have to pick your battles, and you don't inundate with just stuff all the time. You have to have certain issues, you know, start slowly, and we had the best talking points that was could possibly be researched, you know, for them to look at.
Excellent.
And it really, we stopped a lot of stuff.
We're just about out of our hour there, Jeannie, but I appreciate you being with us. Real quickly, besides the website, is there any other way people can get a hold of you?
They're welcome to call my cell phone. I try to be accessible, so it's 501.
Okay, what's that number?
501-250-6474.
Okay, give it again.
501-250-6474.
Okay, so thank you so much for being with us, folks. Bob Chapman's coming up in a moment.
With recent